Howdy, partner. Welcome to the Review Rundown, Google Guide. This episode, we're not just chasing stars, we're lassoing them down from the internet cosmos for your business.
I reckon y'all better saddle up and tune in. Yeehaw! Lady bosses, are you working even after putting the kids to bed but still not getting results?
Are you tired of spending money on ads that aren't getting engagement?
Do you feel burdened that you aren't fulfilling your purpose in life because you are so consumed with work?
I'm your host, Brooke Boltz. I'm an attorney and founder of Boltz Legal. I started my business and in 1 year was bringing in seven figures and am now bringing in multi-seven figures.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel Boltz, owner of Boltz Media. I've helped many businesses build their online presence and increase their revenue through digital marketing.
Want to hear how we did it?
We are here to help you achieve your goals personally, professionally, and spiritually.
So kick off your high heels, sit back, and let's ignite that passion.
We're Miss Biz, where we're putting the miss in biz.
Let's get biz done.
In today's digital age, Google reviews are a crucial aspect of any business's online presence. Not only do they help potential customers make informed decisions, but they also have several benefits for the business as well. So today we're going to discuss some of the benefits, but then we're also going to tell you how you can optimize your ability to gain and maintain reviews as well.
I have a love-hate relationship with Google reviews. I love them because they help my business, but I am frustrated by Google all the time because they delete or fail to post reviews that I've gotten. Over the course of time, Google has deleted over 100 reviews of mine that I've posted, and I'm constantly trying to figure out, what are we doing to violate these rules? Why aren't they posting? So that is why we thought this episode would be helpful for you. It's because we're learning as well on how to utilize the best practices so that we can maintain those reviews that we work so hard to obtain.
Absolutely. So the first benefit for your business is going to be establishing trust in your business. So when someone leaves you a Google review and they're satisfied, that helps to instill trust in your business. Specifically for those who may not be familiar with your brand, when potential customers encounter positive reviews from others, it significantly increases their likelihood of trusting your business, which is going to lead to higher conversions and increasing your return on investment. In fact, according to a survey by Bright Local, 91% of consumers read online reviews before making a purchase decision.
And I agree with that. In fact, when new clients call my office, we always ask them, how did you hear of us? And if it's someone who found us online, very, very often they say it was because of your Google reviews that I reached out and contacted you. So I know for sure that Google reviews are helpful. And there's been times I've been so frustrated that I've thought, well, forget this. I'm not gonna invest in Google reviews because it's so far out of my control what stays, and have thought, well, maybe I'll just build up reviews on some other site. But at the end of the day, Google is still king in the world of searching online. And so it's just a necessary evil that we have to deal with. And we just have to try to find the ways to maintain the reviews that we're obtaining. So the second principle behind Google reviews is that it improves your SEO, search engine optimization. And everything in the world of the internet is about words. So when people write reviews for you and they use certain keywords, that allows your website to show up when others are searching for those same type of words. Having more reviews can help improve your search rankings and increase your visibility to potential customers. Google takes into account both the quantity and quality of the reviews to determine a business's ranking. Therefore, fostering positive reviews can positively impact your SEO, resulting in increased website traffic.
And this is true with pretty much any other type of platform, right? If you sell things on Amazon, the more reviews you have, the more increased visibility you're going to have for your business. Same with podcasts. If you have more Apple reviews, you're going to have a better listen notes score as a result of that. So really focusing on getting reviews is important for any type of venture that you have, but specifically if you are a business owner, Google reviews are going to be what you want to focus on. And then the third benefit of gaining more Google reviews is getting feedback from customers. So valuable insights from your customer are another advantage of Google reviews. You can actively listen to your customer feedback, which will empower you to enhance your products or services, making necessary improvements for improved customer experiences. And then responding to reviews, it not only demonstrates your commitment to customer satisfaction, but it also showcases your willingness to take prompt action in addressing any concerns that they may have. And later on at the end of this episode, we're going to be discussing the best practices for responding to both positive and negative reviews, because responding to them is key in helping them to not be deleted by Google.
Responding to them is difficult to come up with new and creative ways to respond. I know so many times I've said, okay, I'm going to sit down and respond to some Google reviews, and all I can think to write is thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so nice to work with you, thank you. And it's hard to come up with new things to respond to those reviews. And I know, Rachel, you've helped me respond to them a lot. How do you come up with ideas on how to respond to them in a unique way?
If you enjoy the Miss Biz podcast, but still have questions or need advice, we have some exciting news for you. Join us for Miss Biz Connects. Miss Biz Connects is a weekly 1-hour Zoom call on Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is 1 hour each week dedicated to you. We want to meet you and put our brains together to help you grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
To access the meeting link, visit us on our social media pages at Miss Biz Podcast or send us an email to missbizpod@gmail.com.
Join us this Friday and let's grow the Miss Biz Nation.
So I try to think about the individualized experience, because a lot of times the customer will say exactly why they're so happy that they chose to do business with you and they had a positive experience. So I try to really focus on the uniqueness and that individual's experience. And then I really just try to make sure that they feel seen, heard, and appreciated. Because the fact of the matter is, when somebody leaves you a review, it takes time out of their day. You know, even if it only takes them 5 minutes to write something, they're still taking time out of their day to help you. So it's really important to show your appreciation and show them that you value their feedback. So in terms of processes, right, it's not like you can just get a website and automatically start receiving Google reviews, right? So there's a process that goes along with it. So the first step in getting Google reviews is to set up your Google business listing. So you're going to want to verify your Google My Business page listing, and this is going to ensure your business's visibility on Google Maps and in local search results. You can enhance your Google My Business profile by incorporating different images. You can also provide a description, although you do have to be very careful about the description that you provide. So for example, when I was starting my business, I set up my Google My Business profile and I was explaining what my company did. And at first it didn't get accepted by Google because they said that I was advertising my service and I couldn't advertise my service. But at the same point, all I was trying to do was describe what my business did. So you do have to be careful about providing a comprehensive business description. And another important thing that I see very often is that when businesses either relocate or they get new phone numbers, their Google My Business page isn't updated. So their contact information is old. So people may still be trying to call them, but because their business has moved or they've changed their phone number, they're not receiving any calls. So, you know, setting up your Google business listing, it's very important initially, obviously, in order to even receive Google reviews, but it's going to be an ongoing process that you want to continue to nurture as your business grows.
An important feature of having Google My Business profile is that you have to have a physical address. And so I know when, actually, do you know if that's still true? You have to have a physical address?
It's not true anymore. Now, obviously, if you have a business that your customers are going to go to, you're going to want to list that, right? But if you don't have a physical location for your business, what you can do is you can tell Google what service areas you offer or what areas that you service. So for example, like if you're a roofing company and you're licensed in the state of Florida, you can mark all of Florida if you cover all of Florida. Or if you're a global company, you can cover all of the United States or wherever it is that you cover. Now to set up your Google My Business profile, you do have to list your address. So it's whatever your address is registered, like here in Florida, it's on SunBiz. So whatever your address is listed as is the address that you're going to want to use. But then you have the option to either put a physical location where your business takes place, or you can put the service areas in.
So when I first started my business in 2017, you had to have a physical address that you put there. And I worked from home initially, so I had to, it wouldn't allow me to do it otherwise. I had to put my house address on my Google My Business profile, and I hated having to do that, but it was more important to me to have a Google My Business profile than to not put my address. So I had to do that for the first year I worked from home. And then I got a physical building that I operate my law firm out of, so it was no problem. But I remember that being a pain point for me, was like, I don't want to put my house address on my Google My Business profile, but I didn't have an option at that point. So I think it's great that they've changed that since then, especially maybe since COVID, a lot of people are working remotely, mm-hmm. and that might've had some influence on it. But I also wanted to say that I think the photos, adding photos to your Google My Business is really good, because a lot of businesses don't do that. And so if someone is Googling and they can see what you look like, I actually put my staff photos on there. We've all had professional headshots done, and so I put the staff pictures there as well, so that people, when they're calling the office, they know what the person they're talking to looks like. I think that that just helps build a connection when you know who you're talking to. So putting the photos there, I think, really helps them to get an insight into your business, especially if they're not going to your website, they're just seeing your profile. The pictures really helps show them who you are and what you're about in a more personal way than just listing your address and phone number and such.
Yeah, and depending on your industry, this can be a real game changer for you as well. So for example, if you're a med spa and you're having specials every single month, you can update your postings to reflect whatever the upcoming month's specials are, as just a way to entice people to actually make that next step and contact you. So the first step in the process, you have to set up your Google business listing, but the second step is you're going to want to encourage your customers to leave reviews. So motivating your customers to share Google reviews is a powerful strategy to enhance your online reputation. So you can request reviews from customers following their purchases or interactions with your business. A lot of times, like if you just answer a question and you don't charge them for whatever value that you're providing, you can say, hey, I'm so glad that I was able to help you. would you mind taking 2 minutes to leave me a review? And you're going to want to make sure that you're ensuring adherence to the best practices when seeking reviews, such as offering clear instructions. And you'll also want to make sure that you're refraining from providing incentives for positive reviews.
Regarding encouraging customers to leave reviews, so this has been something that I've tried a lot of different ways to encourage customers to leave reviews. And for years, I was sending emails. And recently, in the last probably 6 months, we started using a platform where we could text the request for a review. And the responses have gone through the roof. So I would encourage you, if you use a CRM or another tool that allows you to text the requests for the reviews, that you are going to get much better customer responses than if you're just doing it by email.
Absolutely. So, you know, the second step is to encourage customers to leave reviews. But then the third, kind of to your point there, Brooke, is to share your Google My Business listing. So most customers are willing to leave a positive review. So it really pays to make the process as simple as possible for them. So you can simplify the process for customers by promoting your Google My Business listing either on social media, through an email marketing campaign like you were mentioning, or on your website. And what you'll do is you'll want to incorporate a direct link to your Google My Business listing or a leave a review button on your website for added convenience. But the most important thing, whenever you're providing this link, you're going to want to provide a clean Google review link. So the next step we're going to do is kind of show you how to get that clean Google review link. There's a couple different ways that you can do it. You can either log into your Google My Business profile, and on the home tab, you're going to look for the button that says Get More Reviews, or you can simply conduct a Google search of your business by typing in your business name. Now, you'll want to go into Google, and on the top right corner, you'll want to make sure that the profile picture that you're interacting is your business profile. You'll want to make sure that it's not your personal page. It has to be your business profile, because then what you can do when you Google your business name is you are going to go into the Google search and you're going to type in the name of your business, and once that pops up, you're going to go to the review section, and then you're going to click on the little share button in the top right corner, and that is going to be your Google review code link. Once you have this code, I suggest saving it. You can save it in a Word document, you can email it to yourself, whatever way is convenient for you, but that's going to allow you to have easy, quick access to it in the future. And then you can forward the link either via text or email marketing campaign to your clients, or you can even make a QR code if you have an office. You can make a QR code from the URL so people can easily leave reviews. And it is proven that text messages with the Google reviews are the most effective way to request reviews, due to the fact that almost 100% of phone users open them. But one thing that's important to note is you need to make sure that you space out your Google review request, because if you receive too many Google reviews in a short period of time, it's going to trigger a review flag, and that could potentially lead to reviews being deleted by Google.
So when you say you want a clean link, what is an unclean Google review link?
So if I were to go to Boltz Legal right now, interacting as me, I go to Google and then I find the section that says review and I copy that link. That link is going to be incredibly long, and it's not going to be the preferred link that Google wants you to have. So I can go on there to leave a review, but because it's not a clean link, the review may not go through. Google wants you to go through that process to share the G code link. So when you have the clean link from your Google My Business page, it's going to be a G code with a much shorter URL that's also going to take them to your review page, but it's going to, there's going to be a more higher probability that Google won't delete it because it's authentic.
So it has the letter G?
Yes.
Okay, so we know that we have a clean link if our link starts with the letter G.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
When life has you stressed, Miss Biz has your back. Mom hack. When you buy a container of frosting from the store, whip it up with your hand mixer for a few minutes. You can double it in size. You get to frost more cake or cupcakes with the same amount of frosting. You also eat less calories per serving.
Whip it. Whip it good.